A reading from the book of Exodus. As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other children of Israel saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and all the rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to them. Later on, all the children of Israel came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. And whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until it came out again. On coming out, he would tell the children of Israel all that had been commanded. Then the children of Israel would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant, and he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. The word of the Lord. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Holy is the Lord our God. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Holy is the Lord our God. From the pillar of cloud he spoke to them. They heard his decrees and the law he gave them. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain. For the holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. So again, we continue in the book of Exodus and Moses in his prayer. And so yesterday we see how Moses got to talk to God face to face. And what that did was that changed him. And the same with us, that what often that we want to do when we pray is we're trying to change God's mind, if you will. We're trying to get God to give us things that we didn't think he wanted to give us anyway. So we pray for it and we ask for it and we keep trying to control God, if you will. But the reality is of prayer is it should change us. Our prayer is not about getting God to do our will. It's about us changing to do his will. And when we go and we have a true encounter with God in prayer, it should change us. So here Moses got changed externally, and so his face had changed, so he covered it so he wouldn't scare people. But all of us should be changed with all our encounters with God if they're a true encounter with the living Lord. So the way we have to approach prayer is, Lord, bend my will to your will. I exist to please you. And that'll change us, not him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.